Isn't this crazy that somebody will listen to this show and find out that the other half sister this week? Oh, you are messy. Oh my God. Welcome everybody to another exciting episode of the Sincerely Okra podcast. It is yet again another double episode with myself, Joseph Inti, your host, and my co-creator and producer, Mr. Kwame Asante Ofori. I can hear the assassins in the back. Okay, now sit down. We need to give a quick shout out to the Gold Coast Report. That's the GCR Network, the number one podcast hosting network in the whole Ghana. Of course, let's get into things, okay? All right, it's a Thursday night, rushed from work to come and sit down and do this for y'all. I am waiting for the day that the world decides to pay us streaming from the DSPs.
Bro, okay, it's like a fool.
I actually don't know why that is not happening already. Because musicians put music on DSPs and they didn't make money from streams.
Yeah.
And we don't get anything.
We don't. I think in the... Okay, first and foremost, hi everyone. Mr. Asante here.
Oh, please. You only did that for the assassins. Nobody else cares.
But yeah, I think outside Spotify podcasts get money from streams.
If you are exclusive to Spotify.
Oh, okay. Yes. So that's what that is.
You have to be a Spotify exclusive podcast where you're not anywhere else, and then they give you money. It's also the same for Apple Podcasts, but that's like those kind of deals.
Yeah.
But you know, for the rest of us that are just, you know,
flutists.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, Charlie, guys, Joseph, now who are then last? No, my mom was intro. No.
I haven't even had dinner, y'all.
But the last.
Yeah.
I mean, good so. Anyway, so just what's up? What have you been up to?
Oh, I mean, work and more work. I don't even know what I'm supposed to say about what have I been up to. Isn't this where we talk about trending topics?
I mean, hey, we can give them a little razzle dazzle.
Oh no, this week is orientation, guys. My orientation on 8th September. It's an online orientation, and so I've added it to my calendar. I'm looking forward to that. I'm a little broke. So, you know, I just pay my school fees. Zwallis. I pay my school fees in Zwallis. So if anybody knows me, they want to send me Momo, just DM me. You've already DM me unsolicitedly. So DM me, I'll give you my Momo number and send me money. So I'm really cutting back. What else? Yeah. It's just a lot going on right now, but we're maintaining. We're working on something. Sincerely Okra, we're working on a project. We will announce in due time. That's also very, very hectic. Last night we were on the meeting, right?
Yeah, we were on the meeting last night.
Y'all, just don't stop over here, baby. But let's get into what's been trending. Kwame, what have you been up to? Let the people know with your married self.
I was in Lagos over the
weekend. Yes! Oh my, how did I forget this? I was gonna say.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I've still not gone to a Lagos wedding.
It's quite interesting, I must say.
I've been to Lagos, I've done everything. I have still not gone to a Lagos wedding. I don't know. I feel like I don't know enough Nigerians that are ready to marry.
If any at all.
If any. Because I'm even thinking about it and I was like, there's none in my horizon.
But yeah, Lagos was quite interesting. From the flight with AWA, AWA, to the touchdown, I knew it was about to be a crazy experience.
Did you leave on time?
No.
Okay.
The flight was supposed to leave at 11 a.m. and we ended up leaving at 12 because apparently our flight was coming in from Kumasi to Accra and they had left and they were landing at 11:30. So, quick turnaround, we boarded at 11:45 or so, and then the flight took off at 12. So, that delayed us.
What did they give you on the plane? Biscuits?
I slept.
Oh.
Because the nights before, I was awake till late. So, I slept. But yes, it was biscuits and...
Water.
And juice. Yes, that's what they do. And then, we got to Lagos. And it was just a whole different world.
Are they using the new airports now?
Yeah.
Oh, finally.
Yeah, the new
last
airport.
Last time I went to Lagos, the airport was leaking.
Yeah, this is the new airport, but it's still given Terminal 2.
Hey, Kwame.
No, honestly, their
it's
new
not up to T3?
No. T3, including okay. what they're about to build by 2028.
Okay.
Yeah, then, no. Murtala is giving T2.
2019, so I really don't know.
Bro, it's still giving T2, honestly. And when we entered, I was like, it's a new airport. That was like the vibe I was getting.
Do they still do the thing where you can't pick an Uber from the airport?
I don't know because we were bused. Like, there was an arranged bus waiting for us. Yeah. Okay. We had, like, a whole thing going on. So,
how many outfits did you guys wear? Because I was a bit... I don't think I followed. I saw the groomsman fit. And I think at the dinner, there was, like, two looks.
Yeah. It was... The groom changed four times. The bride changed four times.
Oh, who do they think they are? But it was funny. Your friend, Mustafa, he is so quiet. I honestly don't know. Like, when you told me he was getting married, I was really expecting something demure.
Oh, really?
Yes. He doesn't give me, because even like when we hang out, he doesn't give me the ostentatious. First of all, his jacket was fire though. The white jacket. I was like, okay.
Yes.
And it looked very pretty white. Very, very pretty.
Yeah.
And honestly, if you didn't tell me that you were in Lagos, it could have been anywhere in the world.
Yes.
The venue.
Yo, they killed it. They killed it.
So I was like, was it a 2-day affair? Because the number of outfits every time, because I watch yours, I watch Asantua, I watch Nanui.
Yeah.
I was so confused. I couldn't place.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a lot. I mean, he changed four times, wife changed four times. So the first look was an Agbada look, traditional Yoruba look. And she also wore her thing with the ghillie and everything. Then they switched over to Kente because now we've gotten the bride. So she's now Ghanaian. So she had to change to the Kente.
Oh,
plug.
Look at the storytelling.
I know, right? And then he honored Frank Thomas. And then after that, later that day, we did the white wedding, which was a garden wedding. That's when he wore the white jacket,
Black
pants, mm-hmm. and she wore her white dress. Then after that, he changed into his reception fit, and then she also did the same. And that was the day. For the guests, those who are closest to him, we changed three times. Yeah, three times. So groomsmen outfits, Kente, and then the reception.
Why were you
outfits.
Not smiling?
Bro, not my brain.
Because I saw the video when you guys like were wearing the Agbada and you entered to greet the people. Of course, Nanyu was smiling, but you look like a bodyguard. You were not smiling. You were like one of the tallest niggas over there, full beard and everything. I was like, what is up? Like, why is he mean mugging?
No, bro. It was a lot because I had been given the job of basically styling the groom.
Oh, okay.
So his fits, anytime he would go change, I'm the one who.
Oh,
what,
you're the best man?
No, I wasn't best man. Kofi Akito was the best man. But then I was given the job, entrusted with the job of Oba Baka. We're making sure the Kente is worn properly, the beads. Bro, it was a lot. It was a lot. Some of the guys too couldn't, you know, fra the Kente, so I had to help them out.
Oh. I'm going to go high school. I'm going to go boarding school. No, I'm from fra Kente Sunday.
But it was fun. It was fun. I did have fun.
It looked lit.
I did have fun. One thing I realized about Nigerian weddings is the food just keeps coming.
Apparently,
the food just keeps coming. We were sitting down. I was there with my cousin Nana Kwame, and then they brought a bottle of wine to just me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm not drinking this alone. So Nana Kwame was sitting right by me. I was like, bro, we are sharing this. We finished it. And as soon as we finished, another bottle came. Then a cocktail guy came. And was like, oh, I'm bringing you a cocktail. Then one of the bridesmaids came and she was like, oh, this is Japanese whiskey. I'm giving you two bottles. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like, are you guys trying to kill me?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
This reminds me of my friend. He's Indian. Oh my God. Why am I forgetting his name? Sandisar.
Yes.
I forget his actual name, his wedding.
Yeah.
When I tell you, every table had about 10 champagne bottles.
Jesus.
And I remember we had drank like two. And then the waiter was like, oh, by the way, this is for you guys. You have to finish it. Yes. Literally, when you drink small and then the thing comes down, or they just feel like, they don't even ask you.
Yes.
Oh, yes. And those are the best weddings.
I swear.
Because everybody is loose and ready to go.
Yeah, but it was dope. And it was on a resort. So right after the reception, you just go to your room and then you relax and everything. So,
okay.
Yeah, it was fun. But I'm going to say this. Nigerians, please don't brag about your jollof rice again. I'm sorry. I am very,
you know,
very
what? It
sorry.
It goes without saying.
Don't brag about it.
It goes without saying. And I will stand on this business everywhere, anywhere. Nigerian jollof is not it.
It's not.
I think it is okay for you to enjoy your jollof because probably that's what your palate is used to. But objectively speaking, if you bring somebody from different part of the world and they're supposed to taste it, Nigerian jollof is not it.
Bro, we took Shato to Nigeria. Oh. So Asantua's mom, my in-law, he was like, oh, she's been there before and she knows Shato is going to save us. We were like, oh, really? Are you sure? She was like, trust me. We got there and we literally finished almost a full bottle. Because the jollof was trash, I'm sorry, but it was trash. Mm-hmm. We had to add a bit of shit, and even that wasn't saving it. So now, for me, the whole
it's
time I was
the
there,
parboiled rice.
I had to be eating fried yam the whole time. Fried yam with fried goat. Fried yam with chicken.
You have some ofada rice.
I did,
because I feel like that is the best thing they have. Ofada rice, egusi soup, which by the way, we need to talk about the fact that you are calling stew soup. That is still, I
had moi moi for the first time. I liked it.
I don't like moi moi.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Yeah.
I kind of liked it. It was.
It's not my thing.
Okay.
I like ofada. I like egusi. What else have I had?
Oh, and then I have the fermented yam, the brown one with the one that they add like the stretchy soup and then the stew and then the yellow thing.
You know, I feel like Nigerian food is literally Ghanaian food with a certain twist.
Yes.
Right? So literally what you're describing is tuzafi.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But
yes.
It is like swallow and you call it something
with
else.
With all the,
and egusi is literally reverse consumer.
Yes.
Facts. But facts. Yeah, no, guys, listen. Hey, the jollof is not it.
It's not.
It's not it.
It's not.
I have had at least two or three different versions or different options of jollof from Nigeria. I've been to Nigeria about 4 or 5 times. It's not. It's just.
It's not.
It's not beating ours. And
exactly.
You know, I feel like you guys like to tussle because that's just it. But it is what it is. We're going to move on to what is trending.
Exactly.
So the FDA is cracking down on market women that are selling cigarette-like toffees.
Mm.
It started first. I saw a guy did a video.
Yeah.
And he was showing the toffees and he was like, hey, how can this be on the market? And anyway, now more tongue, da, da, da. And before we realized FDA was in the market season, the market women were pissed because of course they spent some money to go and buy this product. And now, you're taking it away from them. You know, they've lost money. What are your thoughts?
Kids are impressionable. So for me, selling cigarette toffee, you are sort of conditioning their mind to feel like, oh, this is not that bad, because if they've made a toffee out of it, what does the real thing, you know?
Oh, but
like?
I don't. So how do you feel about water guns? Are they not impressionable too?
They
are. You not also telling them that it's fun to shoot guns at people?
They are. Okay. But you see, at the end of the day, there's a curiosity to it. It's easier to get access to cigarettes over a gun, especially in Ghana.
Okay, you ate there.
Yeah. It's easier. So with the cigarette, it's like, okay, I've tried the toffee. Okay, now I'm in class 6 GSS 1. Oh, I remember I had cigarette toffee. Let me go and buy cigarettes and see how that feels like. And that's how impressionable kids can be. So yeah, it's good they are cracking down on it. If you're trying to sell toffee, how about Alewa? You know, how about Igbe toffee? Like, guys, coconut toffee, there's so many options.
I think that we're attacking the problem at the wrong level.
Mm-hmm.
Because first of all, look, and it is what it is. I've said it before. You know, we generally have an illiteracy problem in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, certain things are never like deeped.
Mm.
You know, oh, it's toffee. You know, but it came through a border, a control or whatever.
Yeah.
Who approved of it to come? What was the description on the packaging that they approved of it to come? It means any and everything can come into the country and nobody's checking it. Then the average person or the business person that is now going to exchange money to buy and sell, they are the ones you're attacking. Mm-hmm. You should be attacking it at the source. I feel that sometimes a lot of these things are performative.
A bit.
Yeah, performative. Yeah. Because FDA, at the source, you should be doing some of these things. And also, what happened when it came out that, oh, women are using plastic to fry plantain chips?
Actually.
What happened to that?
Actually, I don't know. Was there a follow-up?
In fact, I remember seeing a video where some woman who was frying plantain chips literally was insulting whoever, I think it was the lady, or the lady or Senpai FM woman.
Ohenini or something like that.
Were insulting her, saying that she's spoiling their business. They were bold enough to do video to come. And I don't remember anything coming out of that.
Yeah, apparently they used it to fry yam as well.
To make it hard and all of that. So okay, FDA, please, you cannot half with it. Like, you can't decide, okay, we're going to go for this and not go for that, you know. And don't get me wrong, I'm not defending cigarette toffees, because definitely, like Kwame is saying, kids are impressionable. I just feel things need to be done properly so that the average citizen does not go through some of these things. Because some of you will say, okay, why would they also go and then buy the toffee from whoever is applying it? Mm-hmm. It's a product.
It is
edgy.
Yes.
And you know, let me tell you, if you know school
edgy,
kids,
yes.
Yeah, it's edgy. I've been a child before, from JSS, when we are walking home from St. Benedict's to Mothers in Runabout, and we will buy anything.
We will buy.
I remember when, you know, when those pens that had the big erasers, like the frog head and things came. And you know, anything. So they know their market.
Oh, yeah.
And you might think that, oh, they should know better, but unfortunately, they don't. And that is why we put leadership and whatever in place. So you do your job at the source. I guess these kind of things, they stress me out, because you are not putting somebody work with at the end, but plantain chips, they wait jar.
I'm not mean to plantain chips or traffic movie.
You made your idea check.
Oh, that used to be like my like, you know, planting, supporting the economy.
I just feel worried. And this is why I love that I make most of the food that I eat now. Is just, we're just at a place where you don't know what people are putting into food.
Facts.
I think growing up, I felt more comfortable eating outside because things weren't as expensive and people weren't cutting corners. Now everybody wants to do things at scale. You know, because the crispier the plantain, the more presentable it is.
Fact. The amount of MSG that is in food right now is just crazy.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Guys.
Hypertension, clogged arteries. But anyway, moving on from there, the Ghana airport, did you see that video where they said that if you are coming into the country and you have more than two phones, they are going to treat it as you are carrying a commercial
whatever.
Hey, the people that were standing there, I just want to say it's more bisa will be so on for being brave for your
that's crazy.
Mombisa will be so for being brave for your trader. Ah, you, what are you talking about? Listen, when I was coming from Toronto this year, two people asked me to bring a phone.
Yeah.
One person asked me to bring a laptop.
Yeah.
One person asked me to bring, so what are you saying? But me to me, minya commercial, that's not my business.
No, but the thing is, what if it's like, it's Christmas, you're buying, like, you have nieces and nephews, you have about four of them, you're buying each of them a phone, like an Android phone or something, like more fun starts it, you know, phone life, you know. So are you going to seize that, or are we supposed to pay taxes on that? It doesn't make sense.
Everyone will cry, Chromeha, Muma Bedujain. Muma Bedujain, Oba with 10, Muma Bedujain. Into say, Oba now with 10, no, Aqua Brooch, no,
it's a phone 10.
I'm an imba.
A commercial.
And the Munjai Bedujain, ma. I mean, what is all of this? I cannot stress enough how much we like to major in the minors.
Crazy.
Where you ask him?
Crazy. Because in my mind, I'm like, okay, let's go by the two phone logic. How many people in this country actually have their Momo phone and actually like an actual phone and a business phone for like work, or they are entrepreneurs? So they have like a phone that they use to communicate with their workers, or they're a worker. Like, usually Ghanaians have more than two phones.
I mean, let's be realistic also, because it's like, if I am selling phone in a commercial capacity, will I buy four phones?
No, me tobe 20, 30.
Yeah, for me for four phones. What about searching me? I'm not micro four phones. I'm going to two. And I, like, what is the, I didn't even finish watching that video, but what is the plan?
I think that's what it is.
Oh, please.
I think that's what it is. They just want to find a way to...
I mean, to be fair, with the airports, we are seeing some progress. You know,
we're
getting an ultra-modern car park. Apparently, T2 is also getting a facelift.
Yes.
So, at least, we're seeing that. But the money that... In fact, like I say, me and my research, because customs for no more cars are seven. I don't think it's the Kadebeko airports. No.
Well.
We stand to be corrected.
Well, yeah.
But
yeah.
I just think that's crazy.
It is.
I just think that's crazy. Please leave us alone. Or is it not bad enough that I heard that he said, I heard that he said, after a certain date, we are even going to be paying some levy B.
Hey.
That's going towards the car park that they are building. Now when you're traveling, you pay $100.
You know, already it's expensive to land in Ghana. It's quite expensive to land in Ghana. It's quite expensive to travel from Ghana. Like, you guys, be it diaspora or within the country, when you are buying your ticket, look at the tax breakdown. Charlie, it's expensive. And if you are coming from the diaspora, compared to, like, say, if you are coming from JFK or Dallas Airport or Schiphol or wherever, like, just even Heathrow, just compare the taxes that... Heathrow is probably some style. If you're coming from CJFK or Dallas Airport, just check
bogus,
the taxes.
Bogus. We are bogus conversation. That's literally how we keep it moving in this country. It's so crazy. All right, moving on to this trending video. Do you know this little girl, Adubia?
Yeah, I've seen her.
I had no idea who the hell she was until I saw an interview this week where she went to this presenter, this show, and she was talking about me, Emery Baye, na, umwe do me lights.
Hey.
And when do me can you see me post it zero views a movie and I'm call myself for prophet's power in as a say no see me girl 12 year kwalao or kasati se mami penny move. And I mean, I was just watching the whole thing and I'm not even gonna mince words. I was over it. I looked at it and I was like, what the hell is this? Because she was already embodying this religious psychosis that we already see a lot of in this country. And she was also believing, I mean, I don't know what is going on with her algorithm or what went wrong with her algorithm, but at a point you were posting and you went, girl, you were shadow banned. You were shadow banned. Probably there's something that you did in your content that didn't favor the algorithm.
Yeah.
And she was good. So me, when I saw the video, I said, first of all, I don't know who this girl is. So she was talking about how she's big and she's like, who is this? I don't know who you are. And I said, you know what? Fine. I'm probably not your target demographic.
No, you're not actually.
Then, and you know how the algorithm happens. It happens to work. Once you see something like that, now you are fed her content. So I started seeing stuff. And then lo and behold, I see a video of her sitting next to an elderly woman. Woman, they are chewing kebab and she's drinking from a bottle of Smirnoff.
Yeah.
And immediately I saw it, I was annoyed again. And a lot of people were saying, oh, they are probably going to come and tell us that it is water. It is water because it was a Smirnoff black. And you know Smirnoff is, you know, transparent. Yeah. And I said, I don't care for this. Today, I saw a video of her mother and her father apologizing to Ghanaians, telling us that it was water and it was just a skit. And I mean, what is this?
I mean, the first time I came across her content, she was doing the whole impenisem acting adult. And it felt a bit overcooked. And I was like, this thing, there's a potential for it to go overboard, but I just left it. I'm not her target audience. I just, you know, glanced over it and then moved on. So only to, of course, TikTok. I feel like that video, they ain't naive who yeah. For some reason, the algorithm was like, somuje, muni na amonche. And I was a bit taken aback because even if it's for content and even if it's water, let me just even play the devil's advocate here. What kind of image are you trying to put out to people in Ghana or even kids that it's okay for a kid to put a straw in Smirnoff and drink it? Musicians cannot advertise alcohol. Because something similar like this happened. And then kids went to drink.
You see,
and now musicians cannot advertise booze and a source of income has been lost. So right now, with what she's doing, Sisi Amobeka say influencers cannot advertise booze. Anything.
I want you people to give her parents the same smoke you give a Akuapim Polo.
Yes.
I want the same smoke. Arrest the mother.
Facts.
Arrest whoever she was sitting there with. Arrest the father. Give her the same smoke. Because this is actually ridiculous.
Yeah, a child drinking alcohol on screen is illegal.
We're doing too much. We're doing too much. In the name of content, sometimes you have to draw the line. Yeah. And you know, it's there's this thing that we do for virality sometimes that just annoys me so much. You can see that it's obvious tomfoolery. Now, hey, get away to your shop. Get away to your onye she, Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy. You don't have to go to school to know. She is 12. She's sitting down doing content with Smirnoff. And the way they are laughing in
her.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Try be careful. It's not social media. It's not about beside MBB.
See, I try be careful. It's go forth and be great.
Oh, giant. She's like, what betides you in the way, Drew?
Yeah.
Nanonsoya.
Oh, yeah. Oh, impenisem pa. Very, very impenisem. But, like, you've seen kids like you come through from Kumaud, and they didn't go to this extent. They understood the entertainment value of it, and it was, you know, left on the movie screen or the YouTube screen, and it ended there. You understand? So, I don't know why this has been able to seep into her actual life. But it is what it is, man. I'm not about to teach someone how to parent.
I mean, give them the same treatment. In fact, Kali, give them the same treatment. Then I'm going to try Kali abono. Or say, your content, I'm going to try shit.
Hey, I'm a Kali say, X, something about, he's doing a video about X's.
Missy, Kali is going on an apology tour. Do you know the Mac Brown show? Hey, Kali, I call Mac Brown show. I'm Mac Brown CEO, in fan channel. And I then the hair. Into some money, my whole brass here say.
Yeah.
Crazy. Educate an agile market, no.
I'm so, I love educators' content
no,
right
her
now.
One is the best.
What?
Girl, she was rhyming fufu with tiramisu.
Yes!
Educator, unim, next year, me hope you say unjai because my dad will be birthday in January.
Let's and then a backup dancer, bro. Hey, as I'm tontum, no.
You know, we spoke about it the last time. Somebody tweeted that I called the backup dancers week atrocious. I'm saying, because of our podcast, so I mean, if you say I'm coming beyond, so I'm going to tweet it. I said, I'm going to tweet it.
By the week, though.
Week need a bit to me, chow. Paper cuts, easy. Easy.
Yeah. Oh, but Akuapim Polo, I think, just tied a knot recently.
I don't think
again.
I think it's a film.
You think?
I think it's a film.
Okay, it looked kind of real.
It's a movie down.
Okay.
Akuapim Polo, that's all to
she
buy.
She fooled me then.
Mikai's all to buy.
Yeah, so why is she in a white dress?
Yeah, because I watched the video and it seems like they were getting direction from somebody. Mm. It gives, you know. And look, Akuapim Polo is known for stunts.
She is.
She's known for stunts. So I don't buy it.
She is.
Yeah. You were telling me about Otunfo going to the DMV.
Yeah. Otunfo is in my area in the Abrochery. So what took him there essentially was VSU. Virginia State is signing an MOU of collaboration between them and KNUST, and we all know Otunfo is the chancellor of KNUST, so he flew there and they're collaborating across research and, you know, the whole university shebang. So that's what that was. But he took the opportunity to meet with Asante Nation in the DMV. Now, Maryland has one of the largest Ghanaian population in the US. So, but of course, it wasn't just Marylanders. We had the whole DMV there. So DC, Virginia, people flew in from Ohio. Some people flew in from Ghana. I saw a couple of my friends who were there. It was beautiful. They had Akwesi Dai. So he was sitting in state. People came through, all of them clad in kente, you know, the traditional dancing. He was dancing.
Oh.
my governor, my Maryland governor was there, Wes Moore with his wife. Hey, it was giving pomp and pageantry.
Hey, yeah, which is coming to America.
Jai, Nimbanokra were there, the son and the daughter. It was, yo, me. If you've never seen an African king and you see this, you are like, hey.
Wait, yeah, we was kings and queens.
Really?
You are giving this
down.
Down. This following Bozoma's wedding, you people are really eating into the narrative of kings and queens.
And imagine Bozoma and then right after that, Otunfuo.
Yeah.
Hey, and your Ghana.
Yeah. Did you see Bozoma's getting dragged a little bit on Twitter?
Really?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Somebody said today that they felt like, you know, so she did a breakdown of her traditional wedding look.
Yes.
And she did a whole writing, I am royalty, I'm from Dengene. And somebody tweeted and said that they feel this narrative that comes from people that represent Ghana, like, this is false. We're not all kings and queens. Some of us, our parents are carpenters and whatever. And it became a whole topic on how people like her misrepresent Ghana. Before I realized, they said, oh yeah, and this is the reason why things have become expensive, because we keep marketing Ghana to the diaspora. And when the diaspora come here, you know how we are. We see the Ubronis and the African-Americans, and then we start to raise prices. And that's how we get tiramisu, 600 cities. Oh, you know, Jesus. It was a whole thing.
I mean, Bozoma is, she's a queen of PR towards the diaspora, you know, and she's just feeding into a narrative. Does that help the local economy? It depends on who you ask. If you are in the 1%, yes, it helps you. But if you are in the lower middle class into average Ghanaian, it's not helpful at all. Because, bro, just this week, one of my friends is trying to move into a new apartment. And I must say, it's a discovery. Hey, apartment hunter won't cry her.
You have no idea. Why do you think I was cussing my landlady out when she had made me move in December?
Oh, Joseph Enyo.
When she made me move in December.
Oh, like, now, you know.
It's ridiculous.
I understood you with that story, but having experienced it firsthand with my friend.
It is ridiculous.
I'm like, yo, you
and
really
the,
went through
and
it.
The agents?
Yo.
10%. When, you know, before they, you find a place, when they say
they're viewing,
it's like,
no.
Oh, they're, okay, sure. Then when you find a place and they're telling you that they're charging you 4,000 cities, 3,000, when you go and calculate the 10%, you see how much they're giving, and you say, what, for just telling me where to go? Really?
See, it's crazy. And the apartments they are showing too, it's not like there are some decent.
Whoop it decent.
Hey!
Whoop it decent.
Bro!
There's always a trade-off. There is
always,
there is something that you're not gonna get, and you're gonna be like, you know what? I would take I need to put my head down somewhere. It's crazy.
At this point, my friend saw like a place, and it's quite small for the price. But I'm looking at him like, bro, chinya ichi. I said, this is the most decent we've
Which
seen
area?
So far. Abilimpi.
Ooh,
yes,
that is money area. Abilimpi.
Exactly.
And Obetia.
Obetia, bro.
You need to come. Even Dansuma. Let me stop. I was going to say come to Dansuma. Dansuma, see it here. Dansuma has become very pricey too. Especially if you're looking for a nice place.
Yeah.
But you know, my thoughts on this Bozoma thing, eh? It can be a little bit irritating watching, like when you read this whole narrative of royalty and whatever, whatever, right? But I also feel like she's speaking about her lineage.
Yeah.
She was talking about her grandparents and who was this and who was that, you know?
She's fancy, right?
Yeah. She's speaking about her lineage, you know? And it is, is increasingly becoming a trend where, and I understand where it comes from. The privileged is made to feel bad about the privilege that they grew up with. You know what I mean? I definitely understand how the narrative that she spins, she being a part of Year of Return, I definitely understand how it affected the economy in two ways.
Yeah.
Because on one hand, it boosted the economy, brought in a lot of foreign, all of that. Yeah. And on the other hand, it's upticking prices because guess what? We are in Accra, and Accra is a capital city. In cities all around the world, you do have something like that. Bro, Toronto is expensive down boots. well, Johannesburg is not. Okay, the only reason why I don't think Johannesburg is expensive is because our money is stronger than theirs.
Yes.
Right? But I feel like when you live in the urban part of the world, this is what happens. It's just
gentrification.
It's gentrification. All cities all around the world are trying to compete with America and the UK and stuff like that. So that happens. And I feel like I've taken this all the way over there.
I think in Spain, if I read correctly, they've banned Airbnbs now. Because it was becoming crazy such that people couldn't even rent a decent apartment because all of it was being turned into Airbnbs. So now it's banned. Yes, in Spain. I stand to be corrected, but you know, it made sense that they would do that because it gets to a point where capitalism wins and now you are sort of feeding into tourism so much that you are forgetting the local economy. And that's what
is happening here.
Yeah.
I have sworn on my, I'm not going to La Boma Beach ever again because there's absolutely no reason why I have to pay for entrance and I have to pay for parking. That's ridiculous. About 5-6 years ago, La Boma Beach was free. We used to walk on there, do a bonfire for free.
Literally.
There's absolutely no reason.
Yeah.
For me, you guys see, and I get it. You know, I think social media is a great place for us to share our opinions and thoughts. I just hope that we don't get wrapped up in this idea that we always have to fight everybody down on social media. You know, my thing is, I'm going to cook my own food. I'm going to stay in my house. I'm already paying rent. I'm already paid for Netflix, Prime, Apple TV. I will, you know what? I will stay. Oh God, I sound privileged.
Speaking of privilege, did you watch Tyler Perry's?
I just started last night. the other I just started.
Beauty in Black.
I've been watching Silo. So
Apple TV.
Apple TV.
Okay,
but I just started last night and I fell asleep because you know I have a flu and I took some flu medication. Knocked me out. Flu rest. Yeah. Knocked me out. Mm-hmm. So I haven't gotten far into it.
Oh, okay.
But I've seen a lot of people talking about how crazy Tyler is.
You know, I don't like the fact that people are like, oh, it's trash. We know it's trash.
No, but that's what
that's the whole point.
That's the pool. I'm sorry.
Like, I know I'm watching trash TV and I love it. That damn me.
I don't, yes.
Like, lie to
I
me.
I don't go to Tyler Perry for, you know, critically acclaimed. No. It's like when we used to watch Hindi movies.
What's your fear?
I mean, how is going to dance to a whole song and backup dancing when they see somebody they love?
There's a scene that comes later. There's a whole ninja thing going on.
No spoilers, please.
I'm not spoiling it, but there's a whole ninja thing that happens. That's what I want. Give this to me. That damn
me. Let me tell you something. My favorite thing about Beauty in Black is when I can see that somebody can't act.
What's your fear?
Angel? Angel is a terrible actor.
But I love it.
I love it. It's terrible. What's the name of the girl that got a booty?
I'm forgetting her name.
Raina? Oh. Is it Raina?
Rain, yeah. Rain.
That ass, it is so fucking, it kills me. I was like, the proportions are off. Every time she comes on the screen, I'm like, come on.
That Tyler. BBL post off hasn't healed though.
The BBL looks terrible. It's terrible. Their mother, Debbie Morgan.
Yeah.
She's a great actress.
Yes.
I don't know how she's doing it, but in Beauty in Black, she is terrible. Like, Debbie Morgan can act, but in Beauty in Black, she's terrible. And I can tell you for a fact that Mallory is ad-libbing. The things that comes out of that woman's mouth, I don't think it's on the script. I think I've watched an interview where they said, Tyler doesn't do take two.
That's how come he gets
word out so fast.
Yeah.
He's like, you do it. He's like, you're
he's
like,
okay, Kuma Wood
can,
style.
Can we do it again? Yeah. Like, it's ad libbing. Because the thing she says, oh, I'm gonna finish it.
Oh, yeah.
Me, please. You know, some people like to be so
critically
like, for example, the trailer for the new Harry Potter series is out.
Yes.
Come and see people online. Oh,
Guys, if people can watch Home Alone every Christmas for 25
with
years.
With no complaints.
Why do you think some of us cannot watch Harry Potter consistently?
And they are tearing it apart. Why are there four people in the scene instead of three?
Mufanso.
Oh, Black Snape. I mean, to be fair, I do think that a Black Snape kind of changes things a little bit. Because
yes,
I saw a comedian do a set on this and I was like, you know, there was a part of the thing where Harry's father hangs Snape up in a tree with magic because of jokes.
How's
Harry's father's a white man. How's that going to look like?
my God.
I see. Like, yeah. But I was happy for Papa Seydou because he's Ghanaian.
He's Ghanaian. He's a great actor.
Get your work. I think I'm going to enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about you guys. I'm there. I'm sat. I'm watching every single one.
Guys, enjoy things as they are presented. And you'll be beyond a critical.
Life is hard, guys. Ah. Life is hard. You know, I just feel like if you unclench and you just enjoy. And that's the thing. If you don't enjoy, let other people enjoy it.
Thank you.
That's my thing.
Thank you.
If you don't enjoy it, let other people enjoy it. Me, personally, I hate anybody that wants to, you know, comment on things and they always just attack it from this place of annoyance and irritation and
bro, film school.
Even people who are like commenting, and this takes me back to Mobsters and Z-Squad. People who are commenting on your opinion come with so much anger and whatever. There is a certain level of comfort that social media gives you people to talk really spicy because I can bet you and guarantee you that if you're standing in front of most of these people, you cannot even say what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
The comfort of knowing that what one won't be in the same way I can hear to me, but it gives you balls.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wanted to quickly comment on our last episode because I went to the Spotify comments, see if we can read some comments, and it's all filled with, I can't hear the episode. I can't play the episode.
I was going to comment on that, but they're talking.
Guys, so sorry. I don't know what it was. Has it been rectified?
Yeah, it's been rectified. I wanted to talk on that. Guys, first, we apologize. This was beyond us. It was a distribution situation.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we quickly reached out to Afriport. They distribute to Spotify, Apple, yada, yada, yada. Cyril was on top of that. Thank you, Cyril, GCR, for doing that. And as of today, recording on Thursday, it's been rectified. Myself, I tested it. Apple Podcast is playing. Spotify is playing. So please enjoy it. Go back. I know most of you run to YouTube to watch the Amma and Sean video, but then as you know, on the DSPs, you're getting more. You know, Joseph is talking, giving listener letters, you know, giving trending topics, his, you know, extras. So please, if you've not listened because you were facing difficulties, go back and listen and catch up.
Baby, the YouTube is doing amazing.
It is though.
We had 8,000. Well. I know somebody's gonna do like 8,000, but please
share. We need a free back.
Yeah, in Kenya. So 8,000 is real cute for us right now. 8,000 views on that last episode. And by the way, talking about people talking spicy, the comments on our first trailer for the episode with Ami and Sean, people are pulling at their pubic hairs. They are incensed because they disagree that the average person makes 3,000. And that is not what we said. That's not what Ami said.
She said,
let's say. But you guys just want to react. But you know what? It's good for us. The engagement's everywhere on Instagram, on TikTok. I was quite surprised I didn't take on Twitter though.
Twitter,
it's so funny. These days, our Twitter doesn't really get, but on TikTok and Instagram, ooh my God, the shares, the comments. Bro, you guys are so up in arms over there about that. But anyway, thanks to Ami and Sean for coming over. It was a really good episode. A lot of people say they learned a lot. And I mean, hey, civic education.
Hold on. Let me just read what Google is saying. I asked Google.
About what?
What is the average salary in Ghana? Since some of you were hot and bothered and you refused to go to Google. Google says the average gross monthly salary in the formal sector in Ghana is approximately 5,000 cedis.
Ha!
Around 330 USD.
Who did you ask?
While the median monthly salary is roughly 3,800 cedis. So actually, she was right on both fronts. Even though she said, let's say an average. Mm-hmm. You understand? So she was probably considering the informal sector. And she even began with Accra. She was like, you know what? Let's just make it Ghana to make it simpler.
Yeah.
So this whole thing of you personalizing it and saying, maybe you don't make up to 3,000, which is fine. But don't use your personal experience to generalize and say, just because you are making maybe 1,000 or 1,002 or 700 or 2,000. And you hear someone say this, the best thing you should do, just like when they tell you, you go to church and your pastor preaches and then you go back home and go and read your own Bible to make sure what he's telling you is not a lie. just check Google.
Are you asking them to do research?
Yes.
Oh, you know they will not. Oh, hey. Nobody wants to do research. Nobody wants to read anymore.
Not the hook, line, and sinker.
Nobody wants to read anymore. Are you serious? You're acting. Oh, no.
Guys, everybody, Google is your friend.
No, everybody wants to take bite-sized content, be incensed, share their opinion, and find fellow people who are incensed just like them, and so that they can be in their echo chamber and hold hands and dance in a circle. Bongo ta bongo. Yeah. I mean,
the visual imagery I just got.
I'm so glad yes. I'm willful. I'm so glad I've gotten to a point where I don't let social media comments bother me anymore, because you know, 3 years ago I'd have been hot and bothered. I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
I feel it's either you guys are just engagement farming to bring attention to yourselves online, or you're just simply that dense. No holds barred.
Or both. But you know, guys, for those of you who do that on Twitter, now Elon says he's not going to pay you again. So
I saw that.
Stop wasting your time. Stop rage baiting. Stop the fighting. You won't get, if you get the engagements, you won't get the
but
money. So don't waste your
Twitter
time.
Twitter has kind of improved a little bit.
A bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
A bit.
Because there was a time when you opened it and it was just blue ticks rage baiting all over the place.
Yeah. I mean, now they know that they're not going to make money. Yeah. They're not going
to
make
money.
I do
think Twitter, you need to allow us to be able to choose a thumbnail when we are posting a video. That thing where you can only, the preview on the video is the first thing on the video, please. You've made all these changes in the world. You want to compete with other video platforms? Let us choose our own thumbnails. For God's sake. Come on.
X was a Twitter and on running days are numbered.
No, but I mean, X has stood the test of time. Kwame, let's be very, very honest.
He has.
When X came, people were upset with him. They started spilled and take.
Mm-hmm.
They started Blue Sky. Didn't take. The only one that is considerably like doing well is Threads.
Yes. Because it's linked to our Instagram.
Yes.
And now Threads is aggressively pushing into your, how you see your comments, you know, that side. So you'll be looking through people who have interacted with the post or post that you've seen, and then they'll give you like one thread.
Yes. Oh my God. Do you know, the only reason why I even go to Threads is because of Instagram.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they give you a little preview in between posts.
Yeah.
And then, you know how it is? They truncate it just at the right
perfectly.
Spot. Perfectly. It will be like a tweet and it would be truncated right at the place where you're like, I have to see this.
Yes.
And you click it and you're in Threads.
Yes. And then you start scrolling and then the algorithm will start doing this thing.
And you're like, oh, there are people here. So Threads, I feel if you give it some time, Threads will grow because you know, it is what it is. Well, look, I just saw this interview right before I came here of Patience Ozoko.
Mm.
And Patience Ozoko did a podcast interview where she was saying that people who say they don't want their children to struggle, it's a wrong way to raise your child. Your children must struggle a little bit.
Mm.
I don't know. Can we listen to the audio?
Yeah, you can play it. Mm. I mean, I'll do an insert, but...
Obey insert.
Yeah, but you can play it right now and then I'll pick from... Just send me the video after.
When they don't struggle, can you imagine you have like 20 houses... You have in Enugu, you have in Abai, you have in Lagos. Yeah. Your children will just be struggling. Which one belongs to me? You know? They don't know how you struggle to get those things.
Mm.
But when you keep the things that you have and let them know that you go get yours, this is mine.
All right. I think you get the gist.
Mm.
Wait, why do you look so... Why do you look so pensive? What are your thoughts?
I kind of don't agree with it. I think I understand what she was trying to say, but I'm not going to sit here and say maybe she didn't say it well, because I'm just going by what she just said and what I just heard. Honestly, the reason why parents work hard is to give their kids soft landing. The reason why certain parents network the way they do. I have friends who live in the DMV and their kids are going into preschool, and the preschool they are going into is a private preschool where a lot of diplomats take their schools. And these are two Ghanaians. And the main reason why they are taking their kids there is one, the level of education, and two, they get to tap into a network of parents who are diplomats. So it's good for them. It's good for their kids as well. You understand? So if you have that level of privilege and you give birth and you feel like you want your kids, I wouldn't say the right word shouldn't be suffer. The right word is to imbue in them a sense of,
hey, no, bro, no. Fool.
Honestly, a sense of hard work. You understand? I'll give you an example. Otedola, his daughter, the one who married Mr. Easy, mm-hmm. she was saying that when she was young, she used to work in department stores, you know, basically make some kind of money here and there. So she understands, you know, the worth of money. She's grown up. She's married to Mr. Easy. She's a billionaire's daughter. Of course, she knows she's from privilege. She can afford anything. But I'm sure because she knows the worth of money, it allows her to do things like be a L'Oreal influencer. And she's done these Netflix films, these indie films. You know, her sister, Kapi, being a DJ and a producer. Someone might look at it as, oh, you are so privileged that you can choose whatever you want. But that's the whole sense of privilege. You understand? At least they are working. How about, I know some Asian influencers that I follow on TikTok who don't do anything but just look pretty and wait for their parents to die and inherit. You understand? So this whole thing, like, I suffered, so you have to suffer. It's such an African thing that I hate. You've worked hard. You've made the money. You've built the network. Allow your kids to enjoy from this privilege, but teach them to be hard workers so that they can build on that. And then their kids continue that line. And then that's how you build generational wealth. That way, five generations from now, just like the Vanderbilts, even though they went broke, can look back and go like, oh, there was a time we were rich. Anderson Cooper can look back on his lineage and say, we were one of the richest families in New York. And right now, he's one of the richest newscasters in America. You understand? It's just a thing. Yeah, you get it. I don't agree with this whole suffer thing. Just grow.
It is, I don't know. Because on one hand, I feel like I understand what she means.
Oh yeah, I get it.
I think the delivery was a bit chopped.
Mm-hmm.
And also definitely sensationalized by everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
From even the caption on this KSS video
mm-hmm.
to how it is blown up on social media.
Mm.
Everything is just kind of, you know. But here's the thing. I don't believe in any way, shape, or form that people should struggle.
No.
Whether it's a struggle to eat, struggle to make money, struggle yeah. to sleep, struggle to have peace of mind, struggle to find love. I don't believe in all of those things, you know.
Yeah.
There's this conception that, you know, when you go through something, makes you harder, it makes you tougher.
Hmm.
Why? Why do we need to go through life like we are one of the Spartans?
Let them know.
I honestly don't get it. And I feel that what we might not understand about rich people that give their children everything is,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes... For most of them, they've mm-hmm. come from a certain place of struggle.
Facts.
And they know what it was like. And they don't yes. think that they want their children to
no.
to have that. No. Now, there's a whole other thing spoiling your kids to the point yes. where they do not understand
the value of money.
The value of money.
Yeah.
And they don't treat people with respect because they think yes. they're better than them. That's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
Now, if you are telling me that with your five houses mm-hmm. and your six cars that you are giving your children, you are always going to make sure you imbibe in them the value of humanity mm-hmm. or whatever, then we're having a conversation.
Yes.
But to coin it as, oh, let them struggle because I this is my house. I infancy. What are you talking about? And it's such, I don't even want to say it's an African thing
mm-hmm.
because I'm very sure there are parents outside of the African continent that have similar thing. Yeah. Maybe it's a that era of people thing.
Mm.
And even comes down to Ghana. When you talk about the boarding school system, everybody's like, hey, we struggled. We went through it. Let them go through it too. I mean, what is that?
It's highly unnecessary. Highly, highly unnecessary. Yeah, because people went to fetch water from
yes. a pond
somewhere. So,
I don't
give them
know.
A shower. Give them a pump.
I think children need to grow up with love and care and not have to think about things like food that they're going to eat.
No.
Let them start. They have the rest of their lives yeah. to worry about that.
Adults who in this office are stressful.
Yes, once they get
endeavor,
out of the nest,
bro.
That's going to be something to think about all the time. So yeah. what is this? I just think she had to coin it in a better way.
Yeah.
I could tell she was really struggling to put it out there because she knows what kind of climate we are in. But
yeah,
this struggle, whatever. One can say it.
Yeah, you put glorify. I think we glorify struggling on this side of the world too much, and we make it look like it's a badge of honor. No, it's not.
And this whole thing about character building, please,
no,
it is a joke that stays on the internet. Because let's be very, very honest, there are certain experiences that you go through. You think you are building character, but you are literally traumatizing someone. There's a lot of people that are walking around today. They are difficult to love because of the things they've gone through. They are difficult to be with. They are difficult to work with because of the things that they've gone through. Yes.
Yeah.
And it's all because of struggle.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what value are you teaching somebody when they struggle to get something? It is something precious. So
what brain winya?
Oh sure. Please. please. Ideally, we should all be able to afford 3 square meals. Ideally, we should all be able to go to school and get a good education and have a fair chance at life. But life is not structured that way.
No.
And so if you have been put in a position where you can, you know, make things easier for your child, I don't give a whatever kind of lesson you're trying. Let things be easier for your child. Yeah. Just teach them the value of things.
Yes, the sense of responsibility.
Yes, give them a sense of hard work. I remember years ago, David Beckham and his wife, Victoria, they made their children get regular jobs when they were teenagers. I remember working in a... But they didn't deprive him of money and cars.
Yeah. Victoria Beckham is the ultra DB. Like, ultra DB.
But you're going to know the value of a dollar. You're going to know what it means to clock in and clock out and all of those kind of things. Man, what do you? I almost forgot. Do you have any other thing that's trending?
No. Nothing.
Okay, well, I'm going to get into my Big Brother Niger. Then we can go to questions.
Let's go. Because I get it from you nowadays.
Well, Godessa has left the house in a shocking turn of events. I am gagged, gooped, and bewildered. You know, Saltex, I really didn't care. A lot of people were like, and you know the funny thing, Saltex in all his interviews, he's so shocked. Hey. He doesn't know why he has left the house. He even had the effrontery to say he doesn't know what Nomi is doing in the house. Too bad, Saltex. Sit down and watch her. But Godessa leaving was so interesting to me because she, you know, she came across as one of the strong characters in the house. Mm-hmm. She had a lot of people under her manipulation. And so it's very shocking that she left. Mm-hmm. Also, there was a week where she was in the bottom, and after they do the evictions, they showed the people, the next two people who could have gone home.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a week where Kivo was there, and the following week he left the bottom.
Oh.
Which means that when the fans see that, hey, our person almost dead. Yeah. So when Godessa showed up in the bottom, I thought that the fans would sit up.
Mm.
Oh, there's someone pen as him. Plus, Godessa one time in the house, she said Ghanaians are mannerless.
We are what now?
Mannerless. And so, I remember the night that she got evicted. Oh my God, the TL. Everybody was like so happy.
Okay.
Now that she's come to do an apology video. That's not what she meant. She meant when it comes to partying and things, we don't have manners. Because
over Nigerians?
Can you imagine? That's when I knew she was lying.
Oh,
she
came sister.
And she said that, our nightlife is jumping and we know how to party better than Nigeria. That's what she meant.
Like,
But yeah, following her exit, the house has actually had a shift because Godessa was part of a squad. It was Godessa, Sheba, Temi and Kem, Chimson, Blutopia, and they were kind of like running things sort of, you know, but ever since they pushed Tram out of that gang and now Godessa is left, they have become the lesser because Tram has reconciled with Nomi, Ricky has reconciled with Nomi, and this Tram, Ricky and Nomi, they are literally like the bad bitches in the house. They are the
pop girls.
Yes, they will fight with you. They're kind of like difficult.
Yeah.
And now they have joined forces and they become one.
Jesus.
Even though they don't like each other. Because in their diaries, they don't like each other, but they have become one.
Yeah.
And now they have joined Oyin and Flora. So now the tables have turned in the house. It's give them one. Right now, just before I came, they won their wager.
Oh.
And the wager was put together mainly by Oyin and Nomi.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, Barry and Araga helped, but, and Sheba and Temi and so-called, they were really taking a step back because they really wanted them to fail because usually they are the ones that are in charge of the wager. Mm-hmm. They take it to World Cup. And this time around, they were like, okay, they are leaving it.
Hey.
In their mind, they were hoping that they will lose. They won. But I want to address Araga because that's the thing I want to talk about. Araga was sitting with the boys and he opened his mouth to say that he's ever since Godessa left, it's like a dark cloud has been lifted off of him, and that Godessa had him under some kind of spell. And that when Godessa was around, he couldn't even advance in the head of house games. He couldn't do. Kwame, this is a boy that entered that house and from week one decided that he's going to be in a relationship with this girl, Godessa, and he wouldn't leave her side. All they did was fight and make up, fight and make up. And the girl always used to tell him, talk to other people. We came here to play a game. Make other friends. Make alliances. We'll say, nah. They be our what are in. And the girl near free fear anymore. This is what you are opening your mouth to say.
What if it was a strategy in a sense that he saw that she was actually a good player and wanted to fuck up her game?
It was that. Oh.
Yeah.
No, but that's the thing. I don't think Araga fucked up her game.
Are you sure?
I don't think so. Okay. Araga was just obsessed with her.
Like genuinely obsessed?
Genuinely. Everywhere. They were always fighting because she's talking to somebody else. I don't think... Well, I mean, Araga interrupted her game in the house.
Yes, and it could be a strategy.
Because she couldn't, you know?
Yeah.
But I think that Godessa became unlikable in the way that she carried herself. She kind of carried herself like she was better than everybody.
Oh, okay. That won't work in Nigeria.
Yeah. And the way she would always, you know, talk about the other housemates and things, you know. So, I mean, I was a bit surprised because I felt like, oh, she's somebody. And she was fairly known because she's a singer before she came to the house.
Okay.
So, I think that's what went against her. But honestly, Araga moving to Godessa, I thought that was his game plan. Mm-hmm. Because in BB Niger, there are different game plans that you can do. And one of them is shipping. If you are in a relationship with someone, people want to see you guys on the screen. So, they'll vote for you and then they'll form a ship name and everything. So, I felt like that is what he was doing.
Mm.
So, for him to sit there and say all these Godessa, but that, I just felt like, bro, pretentious. What are you talking about? And he's shaved his hair bald, talking about bad energy. He's starting afresh, the new creation. I hope he goes home on Sunday.
With a bald head.
Oh, yes. Follow her. I really do. Because I don't understand what Araga brings to the house. Mm. And for some reason, all the guys in the house like him. I just don't understand it. But anyway, this season of Big Brother Niger, as I say, is not... People stop calling it boring. Stop calling it a slow burn. It's actually very interesting. And if you're not watching it, you're missing. And with that, it's time for us to get into our listener letters. Hey, mama. Me a bunty piss in a Michelle Prada and young mama. Three crosses in a me a woda. I'm down to belly. Money is calling. Calling, calling. Sing darling, darling. Oh my darling. Money is calling. I'm see less in the morning. Sing darling, darling. All the telly. Balling on your telly. On your telly. So we have a follow-up from the lady that was sent us a message about her marriage.
Okay.
Such a long follow-up, but I'm going to get into it. So she says, hi guys, I realized I didn't give all the details. Thing is, he lied so much to the girl and told her he was going to divorce me on my birthday and lied so much. But when the receipts came and I confronted him, he said it's all a lie. He really wants to stay married. And he was just talking to the girl and it just went on and on. And he didn't mean for it to go on this long. My not knowing what to do is that there's a part of me that doesn't want to forgive him. A part of me wanted to punish him so much. But he's the father of my child and I'm not that person. I'm really not in a good place. I don't trust anything he says. He had his wedding bands on and told the girl it's for fashion. And he's had it on ever since. We are going through a separation. Charlie, it's a lot. He lied so much, so I don't know what to do mentally and how to fix the situation. I hope this provides the clarity you need. He stopped talking to the girl. She and I became cordial and all. But I just don't know how to move on emotionally. I just don't know what to do. Things have sort of come back to normalcy, but I have flashbacks and all that. The trauma is deafening. She was beginning to fall in love with him and kept asking him, are you married? He kept saying he's separated and due for a divorce on my birthday in December and that his mom knows about his decision. All lies. I confronted him and he said he was sorry. He was just chatting shit. I called his mom. She said she doesn't know which crack he's smoking, but she only knows one daughter-in-law. And she's not in any cohorts with him concerning a divorce. He's done the apology and all. Things have gotten sort of back to normalcy. I just don't know where to pick up from because the details were in the lies and how he opened up to a stranger. Therapy, I guess. Thank you. You know, girl, did she say they were going through a separation?
Yeah.
Leave that man.
I agree.
Leave to live. Leave that man. I mean, good on you, man. This sounds messy. All right. Our listener letter for this week is going to come from, is this a girl or a boy?
Oh, no. Before you get into that listener letter,
yeah.
I mean, just to add on to what you just said, sister, odosana to adapa. Your brain is just fishing for a reason to be normal, have a normal environment. So that's why you became cordial with the side piece for a bit. That's why you say things have gotten to normalcy and you are like, no, sister, obesan ayebiun, obesan ayebiun. You can do the therapy thing and see where that goes with the two of you. But as it stands now, he is a narcissist and he's just trying to manipulate the whole situation. So good luck with that.
Man, I just feel like if everybody would understand that marriage is not for everybody, some people would just have, you know, life easy.
I mean, I'm of the school of thought that believes in, you know, fight for the marriage, but when it's killing you, I'm also of the school of thought, leave.
I'm of the school of thought that if you know you have a wandering penis, do not get married.
Facts. I agree.
There's a way of life for people like that.
I agree with that.
You can be a single man and have a new girl every 2 years, every 3 years.
Yeah.
I mean,
look at One Love. He's living his free life.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's move on. Okay, I can't tell what gender this person is, but who cares? We're going to call this Mike Stand. Mm-hmm. Mike Stand says, Joseph, I'm sending a letter, and it's so long. These, you guys, please be summarizing. Joseph, I'm sending a listener letter just for the plot. Answer with Kwame. I'm about to give some family lore. 20-something years ago in Takoradi, where my mom, single at the time, and older sister were living at the time, my mom met my sperm donor. I don't want to call him my father because he doesn't deserve the title. Okay, feisty. They apparently grew up together and I guess reconnected and started a relationship. He was married to a white Ukrainian woman, which my mom must have known. Anyways, they were sneaking around town doing their thing. I'm sure he told my mom that he planned to divorce his wife for her, you know. Or you know how Ghanaian men don't take relationships with foreigners seriously. Hey, really, they don't?
They don't.
I don't know about that.
Be there. cry, won't cry.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what's the name of that man?
Which one?
The one that does the fashion reviews of people. He's married to a white woman.
In Ghana?
No, he lives in America. He's always beefing artists. Oh my God.
I don't know.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Moving on to
comedy. Plastic.
Oh, fire. Oh.
He takes his marriage seriously. What are you talking about?
Oh.
Anyways, he would bring his son from his marriage around my mom and her house, and the boy would play with my older sister. Later on, my sperm donor and his wife would have a daughter. A few years later, he and my mom would have a son. Obviously, then, so which one are you?
The local chicken.
No, like, is he the daughter or the son? I don't know who my son.
So there was a foreign chicken and a local chicken. Let's assume the person is a local chicken.
He and my mom would have a son. Mm-hmm. Obviously, then there were talks about marriage, but my grandparents hated the man because why are you married and sneaking around with our daughter? But my mom was in love. Anyways, her parents were resisting and she had a cousin living with her who asked her for money. And when she refused, he went to the white woman's house to snitch on my mom. That fractured things and later they decided to have me. To, I guess, mend their situationship. I say all this to say that my sperm donor never told his daughter from his marriage about us. We are the invisible family that her mom, brother knew, but she doesn't. From time to time, I would bring her up to scare my sperm donor. He always shuddered at the mention of me texting her. I'm really angry about the situation and I know his daughter is innocent, but I can't help resenting her. She went to Harvard and so he always brings her up and brags about her to me. When she doesn't even know I exist, I'm tempted to text her and lay out the truth to her since her dad won't because he is so scared of losing her favor. Should I text her and let her know? Something tells me to ignore too, but she recently moved back to Ghana and has been getting closer and closer to my field of consciousness. She has never been on your show, Joseph. What do I... She has even been on your show.
Hey. Sincerely, I cried the assembly, but I cry.
What do I Joseph. Do? She has been on my show.
As what?
Harvard.
In what capacity?
Okay, wait. Who's been to Harvard? Ooh.
So, we've interviewed the person.
Is it our panelist?
No.
Or is it somebody from the live...
If she's been to girl no or yeah this British Netflix show no or Suben or Koye.
Sheila Notley?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think she
was. Anya Harvard. Look at us doing Inspector Bediako things.
Let me Google Sheila Notley quickly.
Harvard.
Sheila Notley.
Check.
But it's also crazy.
Sheila
because
going at Harvard.
Isn't this crazy that somebody will listen to this show and find out that the other half sister this week? Oh, you are messy. Oh my God. Sheila Notley, education.
Jesus.
Uh-uh.
It's not here.
Uh-uh. Brunel University.
Okay.
Uh-uh. Who?
Harvard.
The one person I know went to Harvard. I don't know if she's been on this show. Wait. The mother is white, right?
Mm.
So this is somebody who's light skinned.
Mixed, yeah.
Mixed race. Oh my God.
On our show. Were there guests? Hey, Harvard.
Okay. Hey. Why? I'm confused. Should she reach out to the girl and say, hey, I'm your half-sister?
Honestly.
This is giving the polygamist.
Yes. I was going to say Jonasi.
Jonasi's daughters.
Yes.
Very bad.
This is it.
But
this
like,
is it.
How close is she to you in real life? Because you said she's getting closer to my consciousness because she's in Ghana now.
When we're saying Ghana, say, like certain circles intersect to certain circles and then life can be so funny. One day you guys are just in the same room.
The way I see it is you only want to tell her to hurt your father.
Yeah.
But like, do you want a relationship out of this? Do you want a sister? If you're only doing it to hurt your father, I feel like...
it's a waste of time.
Yeah. Because what if... I mean, she said that he shudders at the thought of him because he's going to lose her favor. So wait, girl. If you reach out to this girl and you don't have the desired effect, your father doesn't have the desired effect on your father as you think. What happens then?
Because mind you, right now you guys are grown and fine. People will be angry at the father, blah, blah, blah. You might not talk to him again. He'll be hurt. But he's on his way to his grave. You guys have to be the ones to deal with the repercussion for the next 40, 50 years. Do you really want to deal with that drama for the next 40, 50 years? And I mean, I get it. You know, parents and their, you know, secret lives and secret wives and secret kids. It's quite rampant, especially with our parents' generation. But really think about this. Really, really think about this. How does her knowing affect your life or not knowing affect your life? It doesn't add anything. It doesn't subtract anything. And honestly, to going beyond your mom, who is the one who experienced this whole thing, to tell her this is a lot. This is a lot. Yeah, this is a lot. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're in the comment section, let us know what you would advise her to do. But Joseph,
I don't even know what to say to this lady.
Yeah.
I'm so confused. Because right now I'm on our page. I'm looking at all our guests.
You know what? I have a feeling.
I've been so distracted by the fact that she said the person was on our show. I can't even
hear her. Yeah, on our show and went to Harvard. We'll find.
Messy.
Yeah, we'll find the person. And we'll let you guys know.
Oh, is it the... because you know the Black American couple that moved to Ghana,
but she's a woman of a certain age, you know.
Yeah
that woman is a bit older. I can't be here. No, I doubt
crazy.
It.
Crazy. Hey, young lady, I don't have anything to tell you about this. I feel whatever decision you take, you will live with it. And the funny thing is, I do feel the truth always comes out one way or the other.
Yeah,
if he dies,
you would have to be at a funeral.
You know, unless you decide to remove yourself, you guys will end up...
Oh, no. As a Ghanaian man, if he dies, his family will put your name in the pamphlet, whether you like it or not.
Oh, my God. I know who it is.
Who?
I'll show you when we're done.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Because she went to Harvard. I know. She went to Harvard.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Sincerity.
God, everybody's gonna go on our Instagram. And hey, listen, hey, if this makes you go to our Instagram page, just follow us. Follow us. Don't come for the tea and not follow us.
Oh my God.
Hey, we don't have, do you know what? Spotify comments, let us hear your advice.
And you know the crazy thing?
What?
She listens to us, right?
Well,
bro.
Well, Yeah, Spotify comments. Let's hear your advice. We'll read it on the next episode.
And there's enough details for her to know. It is so clear.
Jesus. How many people got Harvard? Whoever wrote this, you see, this letter that you wrote.
They made us do the dirty work.
Yes. Hey. This letter that you wrote was just your way of letting us say what you wanted to say to the girl. Why are dear? Why a microphone stand? Why are dear? Bone same with Jesus. Please.
Wow.
Please. If you have a dilemma, send us a letter in our DMs. It could be Twitter, it can be Instagram, it can be TikTok. Please try and be brief, summarize, get to the meat of the situation, and we could be answering your letter on this very platform. All right, it's time for us to get into shout outs.
Things go distract you, Bekun Jesu. Money come, money go, shari go day. Teach them all to be loved, no be to define. Going around, tired and chasing daily. Wish you well when the mic drop, it go ham. Roof comes down, everything going south. No fit jolly pass you when you invited. You know stands that fancy you pass on. That kitty don't touch them. Been a long time, where the party there? Bless the mic, where the fancy there? Spread the money, cable. Crazy not to tell a man who they hang out.
Okay, so on this episode, I run into a Philippa, okay? Really, really pretty girl, natural hair locks. I met her at the gathering event that happened last weekend. Philippa, this is your shout out. Thank you for being a sincerity. Thank you for listening. And thank you for walking up to me and letting me know that you really love the podcast. Do you have anybody you want to shout out?
Oh, shout out to my friends who got married, Mustafa and Omi. God bless your union. We love you. And yeah, shout out to my wife. You know there was going to be marriage PR. You know it.
Sure. Shout out to you, babes. Fun fact, I went to school with Kwame's wife. Mm-hmm. She was my senior. But yeah, we were in the quad together. Mm-hmm. So shout out to you, girl. And on that note, we've come to the end of this podcast, guys. Kwame, any parting words?
Next week we have an interesting interview coming out. We have it with Joey B, so be on the lookout for that.
Oh yes, finally Joey B's interview is coming out. Let me tell you guys what happened right now in here.
Yes,
we did the interview twice. This interview was supposed to come out earlier. The week before it came out, Joey called us and said, please, guys, let's reshoot. Let's redo everything. And you understand why. Oh, my God. I just realized I didn't pick the trailers today. Oh, my God. Long day, baby. Long day.
Just have to go and pick the trailers.
I'm going to pick it. I completely forgot. Anyway. I just went into a lot of other things. Anyway, guys, listen, we love you for listening. Keep checking for us. Always a good time on the podcast. I want to give a quick shout out to the Gold Coast Report. That's the GCR Network, number one podcast hosting network in the whole Ghana. Love you. Love you.
Mm-hmm.
Leave you. Catch you on the, I forgot what I said.
And catch you on the next one. But guys, please look out for the Joey B interview. It's a good one. Even though we reshot it, it's slightly longer than what you are used to because Joey B doesn't grant a lot of interviews. And Joseph did a good work of, you know, chronicling from all the things that people would have loved to ask him and now going into sexy high life, you know. So it's quite long. Prepare for that. So that's what we have next week. And shout out to Nanaya, who is here this evening around 8 p.m.
Girl, we kept our whole studio late past their
work time, 8:34. Oh, she's still here, but we are keeping her entertained. So thank you very much, Nanaya.
This is the shit we do. Anyway, thanks, guys. We'll catch you on the next one. Keep all checking right for us. It's Sincerely Accra.
Bye.
Driving right there, up and down, yeah, bumpy right there, baby. But the best sacrifice, the family, time care, all the priceless moments. I give up all this stuff for a reason, yeah. Real sweat, care, real tears, we did all for this shine achievement, yeah. For the fucking business, day to day we came, yeah. And as we day to day we fade, yeah. The name we made, safe to save, we rain, rain to rain, for shake, we will pave the way.
Yeah, and you up, I shall we come, so stay home, stay. If you need it, you know me.
As I'm here right now, Jenny Misha, in Kenya, me man, when you walk, Jenny Wale, any watcher, was she a shop? No, only one hustle. Youngish, then I be all alone. Kaya, no, then I be on the road. Life has she, me no, my give up. Life has she, me no, my give up. We say them, mommy, no day, but say them, life no give you all that we want it. Yeah, all that we want it. But as I grow, I come no say. My choices will come bring me here to stay. Yeah.
dog, but my yeni, on Jimmy crying, can you ever hear me? Cause so many things man acts, so many tears we man don't hide. Sacrifices I made with my life, Takashini can hear me, can Rambo star. Trap all night, I'm a juice, can't go back, cause I need this bad. Here to stay, only way is up, I know come this far, just to come this far.
Yeah, let me walk by, share, we've come to stay home. It be me, if it no be today.
This has been a Gold Coast Report production.